From WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is still a bit cool out there for us right now, but we're going to go over when we see a warm-up, how long that lasts, and our travel forecast coming up.
A big turnout here at the Durham Rescue Mission with lots of families in need. We'll show you the situation here in Durham.
From airports to the highways, this holiday travel season is expected to be the busiest it's been since the pandemic. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. Airports are expecting a 16% spike from last year, while nearly 104 million people are traveling by car.
Yeah, WRAL has team coverage of the holiday crush. We begin with meteorologist Anthony Baglione with your travel forecast.
Yeah, guys, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to everyone at home. Thankfully, we are going to see a nice calm forecast today and over the next couple of days if you are traveling. We look at our map right here. Everything in green is saying there's really little impact from the weather. There's a system back toward Los Angeles that could have some high impacts as far as some rain, some thunderstorms. They're even talking some flooding. We are going to be nice and calm in our area, but you step outside, it's a little bit cool still for us right now. Here's a look at our visible satellite. You can see all of the cloud cover. That's kind of when we look up in the atmosphere what's going on. No rainfall, nothing to worry about in that regard, but it's keeping those temperatures just a little bit cool out there right now. Some spots, though, lucky enough to pick up on some sunshine. It's really just filtered sunshine, we'll call it. Partly to mostly cloudy skies through the rest of this afternoon. We have tried to warm up there to 52 in Raleigh-Durham. That's jumped up here over the past 10 minutes or so. 49 in Rocky Mountains where we sit, 47 in South Hill. Today, we will be quiet. We'll see temperatures topping out mainly in the mid-50s this afternoon, but our next system comes in just after Christmas, let's say late Monday night into Tuesday. We've not really seen many adjustments to that timing, thankfully. It starts off, that's right back where it's at right now in Los Angeles. It works its way across the country. We pause this early Sunday morning, still quiet in our neck of the woods. It's going to be warm, too, with temperatures in the 60s. This pushes in, though. There's Monday, 7 a.m. later on the day on Monday into Monday night during the day on Tuesday, and then a better travel forecast on Wednesday. We're going to walk through this, though, a little bit more slowly here the next time we meet and talk about those warm temperatures here coming up in just a few minutes.
And I'm Brian Schrader in the WRAL Live Center. We are tracking holiday traffic. Here's a look at that live camera out by RDU International. That is I-40 at Airport or Aviation Parkway. You can see it's certainly getting busier in both directions there, but traffic is flowing well. I've taken a look at the sensor maps here in the past couple of minutes. A little bit of a backup on 40 westbound heading out of Chapel Hill into the Hillsboro area, but otherwise things are moving along fairly well out there. Raleigh 911 not reporting any big problems at this point.
All right, Brian, thanks. A record number of us are expected to join those drivers and head out of town for the holidays. WRAL's Matt Tallham live along I-40 in Johnston County with a look at the best and worst times to hit the road. Matt, good afternoon.
Yeah, Ken, good afternoon. Just like Brian said, it's not bad out here. This is a live look at I-40. We're here in McGee's Crossroads. You can see it is steady traffic, but not so bad. We drove the whole way from Cary to here, and we had no problems really. But this may be the calm before the storm, because tomorrow, Saturday, is expected to be one of the busiest days on the roads this holiday season. The worst time tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. So get out, be around those times here. AAA expects 3.5 million North Carolinians will travel more than 50 miles over the next few days, most of them driving to their destinations. And that is more than the 2019 record right before the pandemic. Now, I talked to a driver here in McGee's Crossroads who she was getting gas. She is staying home, though, instead of traveling for Christmas this year.
It's terrible out here. It's terrible out here, I'm trying to tell you. If you're not from here and you're just traveling, stop and get your gas and get on the highway, but it's a lot of construction going on in this area as well.
We've just seen this entire year, you know, just be a huge year for travel. You know, people don't care if they're going to spend more money to do so. They'll find other ways to save. You know, travel's just bounced back in a big way.
Okay, so when are the best times to hit the road out here? AAA says before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, or also you can drive Christmas Eve, Christmas Day as well. Most people are already at their destinations by that point. But there is some good news. NCDOT is actually clearing all of the construction zones. So those temporary construction zones you see, you won't see construction out there trying to speed up your drive. They started that this morning. That will continue through January 2nd, right after the new year.
And you know, Christmas Day is actually not a bad time to travel. Matt Tallheim reporting along I-40. Matt, thanks.
And today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. We say this every year, but you really should arrive to the airport early. Check out this video of long lines yesterday. RDU estimates there will be 22% more holiday travelers this year compared to last. They're expecting 54,000 people on Christmas Eve alone. Before you head out, RDU recommends checking their website for parking availability. At last check, the only lot that is full is Economy Lot 3, but those other lots, they fill up very quickly.
46 years and going strong. Right now, thousands of local children and their families are being treated to a warm holiday meal and new toys, all courtesy of the Durham Rescue Mission. WREL's Monica Casey is there live now with a festive mood. Set the scene for us, Monica.
Well, Ken, they told me they were expecting big crowds here today, and they have certainly arrived. The doors opened only about an hour ago at 11 o'clock, but take a look over here. You can see the line wrapping all the way around the building here. They are working to check the box on every need a family might have at this event here today. There is a hot meal area and a dining station. And for families who need groceries, they're also able to take bags of groceries home. The Durham Rescue Mission CEO, Rob Tart, tells me every child here will be able to go home with at least three toys. They also have toy ticket exchange and drawing areas over here. All of this generosity is serving a big need in this community.
Our daily activities here at the Rescue Mission, we've been running record numbers the whole year. And when this weather got a little cold, boom, we broke records. And I mean, there's just a lot more need this year than I've seen in a long time, and just basic stuff.
Tart tells me at the annual Thanksgiving event this year, they also broke records, serving almost 3,000 people over across the street. They are also giving away free clothing to families, and they have games for children here to play. So all of the makings of a wonderful holiday for the families who are out here today. Back to you.
The Durham Rescue Mission and all the volunteers get started and preparing well before midnight, and it's always a festive time. Monica, thanks.
Czech officials declared a day of mourning tomorrow for the victims of yesterday's mass shooting there. A student opened fire at a university in Prague yesterday, shooting 14 people dead and wounding 26 people before killing himself. It was the worst mass shooting in Czech history. NBC's Ali Arozi reports from Prague, where we're learning about the events leading up to the shooting on campus.
So people here in Prague have been rattled by this mass shooting in a country that's generally very peaceful, and mass shootings are very rare. There was pandemonium here in Prague yesterday as the gunman let loose, killing 14 people and injuring at least 26 others. Harrowing images can be seen of people climbing out onto the ledge of a building and jumping down from several stories up to avoid the shooter. There was also the sound of gunfire going off in the historic city center of Prague as people were scrambling to safety. Dramatic body cam footage shows the whole thing unfolding. The police shot the shooter and put an end to this terrible crime that had happened here, but people are still very much on edge. Police also say that the shooter had killed his father before starting the rampage, and they also suspect that he had killed two people in a forest near Prague, one of them an infant child. Ali Aruzi, NBC News, Prague.
And the area around the building where the shooting took place is popular with tourists. It's a 5-minute walk from the Old Town Square, where Prague's famous Christmas markets are set up. The historical Jewish quarter also nearby.
And breaking here in the WREL Live Center, we're just learning about two Franklin County deputies shooting and killing someone yesterday morning. This apparently happened in the driveway of a home on Cheeves Road, south of Bunn. We're working to learn exactly what happened here, but Franklin County Sheriff Kevin White says no officers were injured in the incident. The SBI is investigating, and as usual, those deputies are on administrative leave.
Former President Donald Trump reportedly pushed Republican election officials in Michigan not to certify the 2020 results on a phone call. For the first time, we're learning exactly what he said. The Detroit News obtained audio recordings of the call made on November 17, 2020. Trump and Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told the canvassers not to sign the certification and that they would get them attorneys. President Joe Biden won Michigan by about 150,000 votes. You might recall Trump was caught on tape coaxing the Georgia Secretary of State to find about 11,000 more ballots to flip those results. President Biden also won that state. Well, today, the United States is expected to vote on the United Nations Security Council resolution on Gaza. This comes after several delays. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, announced last night a deal had been reached that the U.S. can support. If the U.S. votes to veto the resolution, it will not pass.
The Pentagon says the Chinese spy balloon that crossed the continental U.S. from Alaska to the East Coast in February did not collect any information, but it did expose threats in our skies. In an NBC Nightly News exclusive, Courtney Cube went back to the general who was in charge of shooting down that balloon.
We're in the headquarters of NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM in Colorado Springs for an exclusive interview with the commander here, General Glenn Van Herk. It's been more than 10 months since a Chinese high-altitude spy balloon flew across the U.S., and this is the headquarters that detected it, monitored it, and tracked it. And ultimately, this is the headquarters that ordered that balloon shot down over the Atlantic Ocean. Now, all these months later, General Van Herk is telling us what lessons he learned from that experience and giving us some insight into those days. Tune in for more on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
NBC Nightly News airs here on WREL after our 6 o'clock news.
Our WREL doc unit is sharing news stories from some of the most powerful documentaries over the last year. Tune in to WREL on Christmas night for a look back at some of the most impactful stories. You can watch Where Are They Now at 7:30 Monday night. You'll also be able to watch it online at WRELDocumentary.com.
There are many traditions around the world to celebrate the winter solstice. Next at noon, we'll tell you why a fruit is central to how people in Japan connect to nature.
Also, it's Christmas year-round in this small community. People flock there during the holidays to celebrate how the tradition got started.
Plus, a warning from the FDA today about counterfeit weight loss drugs that are being sold right here in the U.S.
Keep watching WREL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
We're working to learn the identity of a driver who died in a fiery crash on I-95. The crash happened around 3 o'clock this morning on alternate U.S. 264. Brett Neese was there in the WREL breaking news tracker as crews cleared that scene.
This is the scene here behind me as crews work to reopen the left-hand lane just after 5:30 a.m. after this fatal crash. Take a look. This is video from the WREL breaking news tracker of the scene. Troopers tell me that white van somehow lost control, swerved off the side of the road, and slammed into a tree. It then burst into flames. Sadly, the driver died here at the scene. You can see all this damage to the van. Parts of it are unrecognizable. Witnesses tell troopers nothing really forced that van off the side of the road. And now they're trying to figure out that part of this investigation. As soon as I get an update, I'll pass it along. In Wilson, Brittany, WREL News.
A motorcycle rider is dead after a crash on U.S. 264 in Nash County. The crash happened in the eastbound lanes near the Bailey exit around 2:30 this morning. The scene cleared about 2 hours later. We're working to learn more about what happened.
People around the world gathered to celebrate the winter solstice. In Japan, a hot spring facility southeast of central Tokyo invites visitors to bathe in yuzu. The citrus fruit is tart and fragrant, resembling a grapefruit. Those who donated 4 pounds or more of the citrus for the occasion can enter the facility for free this day. The tradition of bathing in floating yuzu on the day of winter solstice has continued in Japan since the Edo period between 1603 and 1868. And in England, hundreds of locals, spiritualists, and tourists gathered at Stonehenge to celebrate winter solstice. Stonehenge, which is thought to date back 5,000 years, is a circle of standing stones. It is built in alignment to the midsummer sunrise and the midwinter sunset.
And back in this country, it's Christmas year-round in one town in Michigan. That's the name of a small town that welcomes visitors to celebrate the joys of Christmas with Santa, Mrs. Claus, the elves, the reindeer. Tia Trishan explains a holiday tradition that began with a letter.
Welcome to Christmas, Michigan, a town with a handful of businesses and only 400 year-round residents. Despite that, thousands of letters are sent out each year, postmarked from this festive locale. Munising Postmaster Ruth Chambers says the town's name has led to a Christmas time tradition.
We get boxes. Some people will put all of their Christmas cards into a box and send it to us with a note to put the Christmas postmark on it. And so we do have people nationally who do send in their Christmas postcards.
Christmas, Michigan got its name in 1938 when a man opened a holiday gift factory. It's no longer here, but the town is still recognizable for its giant Santa Claus and aptly named streets. While Scrooge's Alley and Jingle Bell Lane don't see many international visitors, people from around the world turn to Christmas, Michigan for the special postmark.
We had one from Germany. It was a little while ago, but somebody who sent payment with a card and asked us to put a stamp on it and postmark it and send it back.
It turns out Christmas is on the radar beyond the holiday season.
We actually unusually have year-round people who come in and ask for the Christmas postmark. There are more. It's a rare day in December where we don't have a box or someone coming in and dropping off letters to say, would you please put the Christmas postmark on these?
If you would like your Christmas letters or gifts postmarked from Christmas next year, you can mail your letter to the Munising Post Office with a note requesting the stamping, or you can drop it off in person.
That was Tia Trigian reporting. Now, the Munising Post Office does the Christmas postmarkings for free. Aww. And has carried out this tradition since the Christmas contract post office closed about two decades ago. And you used to work in Michigan.
I did. I actually Googled where Christmas, Michigan was because I was like, I wonder how far it is from Alpena, Michigan, which is where I was. It's about 3 hours. I think Christmas is in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. But Michigan's a gorgeous state.
It is.
Really is.
Well, it's feeling like Christmas around here.
It is. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center giving us the big picture look.
Yeah, guys, we are quiet right now, thankfully, so no travel problems if you're working your way across North Carolina, South Carolina, even our part of the country. We should be good to go. We take a look here at FeatureCast with what we're looking going forward over the next couple of days. Our system that we've been talking about that could affect us into Christmas night is currently sitting back toward Los Angeles. They're dealing with flood watches, flood warnings. It's just kind of a mess out in that part of the country right now. What that storm system is going to do, though, is push its way across the country, and we're going to watch that get in our direction here again, probably late Monday night into Tuesday is where our focus will be. I'll pause this so here as we go early Sunday morning on Christmas Eve. It looks like a lot of the central part of the country could be dealing with some pretty heavy rainfall from Dallas up toward Omaha, Nebraska. Some snow on the backside of it. It does look like Denver may actually have a white Christmas. Not necessarily hugely surprising, just with the elevation and everything out there. Also Minneapolis. Excuse me, Minnesota may also have to deal with that. Let's walk through the rainfall, though, coming in as we head into our Christmas day itself. There's 7 o'clock in the evening. A lot of this looks like it will probably hold off until later on Christmas night, kind of like what we've been talking about the past couple of days. There's no major shifts in that track and timing right now. Early Tuesday morning, though, this would be some very heavy rainfall. It pushes in. It works its way across most of our viewing area, continues off and on through the day on Tuesday, and then should be out of here by the time we get into our Wednesday. If you have any flexibility in your travel plans at all, it does look like Wednesday would be the better day to travel. Otherwise, you may have that rainfall to deal with, but it does look like just rain, maybe a few isolated embedded thunderstorms on Christmas Day itself. There's a look for you Christmas Eve across the country. That symbol you see there in Chicago, that's some fog potentially showing up. We're at 63. It should be beautiful. I mean, we have lots of sunshine in place. Washington, D.C., 53 there with some more cloud cover. The bulk of any and all travel impacts would be right there across the central part of the country, Minneapolis down toward Dallas. That shifts farther to the east as we get into Christmas Day. 65 is what we're going for the high temperature. It is going to be warm out ahead of this cold front coming through. Omaha, Nebraska, looking at some snow, kind of a mix. And as we head up toward Minneapolis, 42, it will be chilly in that part of the country. Otherwise, we head outside right now. We do have some cloud cover. Some of us, though, starting to break that up a little bit, getting some sunshine there showing through in Sanford. We'll go for partly to mostly cloudy skies today. It will not be straight cloud cover, but not straight sunshine for most of us through the rest of this afternoon. We've warmed warmed up to 52, though, in Raleigh-Durham, 46 in Roxborough, 49 in Rocky Mount and South Hill. It's a little bit cool, if not a little bit chilly in some spots, but as far as any, like I said, big storm systems coming through, we just don't have that today, thankfully. Some clouds, though, still sticking around there on our visible satellite imagery currently. Where we go from here, though, check out that festive forecast as we head into the next couple of days. 55 for us through the rest of today, 58 on our Saturday. We see temperatures climb there on our Monday there, Christmas Day, at 65. And then, guys, the rain comes in and we get beyond that and drop back down into the upper 50s. So today, definitely chilly start, but looking a little bit warmer into the weekend.
All right, Anthony, thanks. Well, this week, a restaurant rating segment that won't ruin your appetite, we promise. Coming up tonight on 5 on Your Side at 5, Keely Arthur shares some of the highest scoring restaurants this year. Also coming up.
Raleigh plans to turn a city maintenance yard from all this concrete you see along Capitol Boulevard into a lush green park with a meandering stream running through it. I'll show you the new designs for Smoky Hollow Park.
And coming up at noon for us, it was a huge night for a high school basketball player with autism.
They set me up for to get an easy shot to get open, and I made it, and all my teammates cheered me up.
I didn't know what to do. I was just crying.
Why his first career points will never be forgotten.
Love it, love it. Also, the FDA is issuing a warning about fake Ozempic, while investigators are stressing patients only purchased a product from a pharmacy.
If you forgot some holiday essentials and you need to run out to the store over the holiday, you'll need to know which are open. If you forgot to get a gift for someone, Christmas Eve is the last day to buy one. Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh is closing its doors at 6 p.m. on Sunday. Stores like Target, Walmart, and Dollar General are also closing early. On Christmas Day, most gas stations like Circle K and Sheetz, as well as CVS stores and Walgreens, will be open. As for grocery stores, you do need to grab what you need by Sunday. All of them are closed on Christmas, and most are closed early on Christmas Eve. And for a full list of what's open, including some local markets and shops, you can head to WREL.com and find the story under the Smart Shopper tab.
Well, listen, stop what you're doing and listen to this story. You know, we've seen some amazing buzzer beaters, but there's something extra special about this week's game between two rivals in Arkansas.
Come on, come on.
I knew he knew. That was it. Then when the crowd just, I knew he was excited when he hit it, but he didn't know that the crowd was going to probably come out.
Oh, my God, it gives me goosebumps. Octavian Cotton hit a three-pointer with just 10 seconds left in the game. It was his first time scoring in a game. Now, Cotton was diagnosed with autism at a very young age and kept to himself, that is, until he joined the basketball team.
Once we became a member of the basketball team, he speaks all the time, but now he interacts, he jokes, he laughs around with the guys, and you didn't see that side of him before, but now he's a part of the family. He's one of the brothers, and we love him tremendously.
I felt like they wanted me to be part of the team. He helped me be better.
He's found his niche, I'll tell you that. Even members of the opposing team were cheering. Octavian's teammates and coaches say drilling that shot was something nobody in the gym would ever forget.
Absolutely not. That is incredible. I love that. All right, well, we've been talking about how RDU is preparing for one of the busiest travel days of the year. Next at noon, we'll tell you how many people are expected to fly this holiday season and how many people you could be sharing the roads with.
And we've been telling you about incidents of kids being hospitalized after unknowingly eating THC-laced gummies. Coming up, how this problem is also affecting adults. And as we head into a break, here's another look at your winning lottery numbers right there on your screen.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
With just 3 days to go until Christmas, the holiday rush is in full swing. You're looking live at RDU International, where today's expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. NBC's Kathy Park has more from Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta with some key reminders.
We are just days away from Christmas and the New Year, but as you can see, the holiday travel rush is officially on. We are here in Atlanta at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, and so far, so good. We have definitely seen the traffic picking up here, but they've been managing the crowds pretty well. We are told that they anticipate roughly 90,000 passengers to travel through the airport today. And nationwide, throughout this holiday season, that number is going to be close to 7 million Americans who will be flying, and then 100 million Americans who will be driving to their destination. Now, according to the TSA, they plan on screening roughly 2.5 million people from here on out every day through January 2nd. So with that in mind, a couple things to note. If you do plan on flying over the next couple of days, remember to arrive at the airport early, at least 2 hours for those domestic flights. Also, not a bad idea to download your airline app in case there are some changes that need to be made. You can do that right on your phone. Also, remember to have a backup plan, because you just don't know exactly what might happen when those delays start to creep in. And then lastly, a lot of folks are traveling with holiday presents. TSA is encouraging people to keep those gifts unwrapped, because there is a good chance a security agent might have to unwrap those gifts to make sure that those gifts are safe and secure. Reporting from Atlanta, Kathy Park, NBC News.
Well, if you're planning to drive to your destination, AAA says tomorrow will be the busiest day on the roads. Tomorrow, you want to hit the road before 10 o'clock in the morning if you want to avoid the bulk of the heavy traffic. The worst times to be on the road, between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. AAA is forecasting about 115 million people will go about 50 miles or more from home between tomorrow and New Year's Day.
And here in the WRAL Live Center, two major voices in Durham are concerned about the ShotSpotter situation there. They're calling for the city to renew the ShotSpotter contract. You know, that 12-month program ended earlier this month that detects gunshots in the city. The city council said no to the police department's request to keep the system up and running while they process data from the program. Well, Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead and former Mayor Bill Bell both are speaking out in support of ShotSpotter in a statement that the Sheriff's Department released earlier this morning. Sheriff Burkhead said that that decision delivers a setback to law enforcement's ability to address gun violence in the city of Durham.
All right, thanks, Brian. A Wake County Elementary School employee is suspended without pay after being accused of hitting and dragging a student who has a disability. Tiffany Ebrin is an instructional assistant at East Garner Elementary School. She's accused of assaulting a 9-year-old boy there, including lifting him up by his feet and letting his head hit the floor. According to court documents, the boy complained of head pain and carpet burn on his stomach and arm. Ebrin is due back in court January 11th. And a woman in Mooresville is being held in jail on no bond after her 10-year-old child starved to death. This is a follow-up to a story we told you about yesterday on our new newscast. Officers say they found the child's body Wednesday night inside a home on Craig Mead Drive. They tried to do CPR, but it was not successful. Police say there was little to no food inside the family's home. Neighbors told us they never saw the child come outside. The boy's mother, 33-year-old Priyanka Tiwari, now charged with murder and child abuse. She's due back in court next month.
Well, if your kids like sharing gummies and fruit-flavored snacks, you may want to double-check the product packaging before they eat it. Health officials and law enforcement say there's been an increase in hospital visits by children overdosing on THC-laced gummies. Jonathan Hunt explains the problem is also affecting adults.
We are seeing accidental overdoses in children.
Law enforcement officials across the country are sounding the alarm. More and more children are being rushed to emergency rooms after accidentally eating THC-infused candies or gummies.
Oh, this is a huge problem. Nausea, vomiting, dizziness, sleepiness, kids that can't breathe or having trouble.
Now, the gummies have packaging that looks very similar to popular products already on store shelves. And the products are unregulated because they aren't made from THC found in marijuana plants. Instead, low doses of THC, known as Delta 8, is pulled from hemp plants, legalized by Congress in 2018.
The purpose of this bill was for farming, for agriculture.
The Delta 8 industry is now a booming business and is often marketed as a way to get a gentle high. But health officials and police warn that could be misleading.
If they're not aware of what they're eating, then they may overeat and you've got the overdose.
Nearly 80% of Delta 8 cases reported to poison control centers have ended with a hospital visit. That's according to data from America's Poison Control Center, which has been tracking calls for more than 2 years. Experts also warn it's not just kids suffering from accidental overdoses.
We're even seeing them in adults because they don't know what they're eating.
And that was Jonathan Hunt reporting. Now, federal and state officials, as well as some regulated marijuana and CBD manufacturers, are now pushing for Congress to tackle this issue.
The FDA is warning about counterfeit versions of the drug Ozempic. The agency says it found thousands of units of fake versions of the drug. Five people have gotten sick, but so far no cases have been serious. Investigators say the best way to avoid fakes is to only get the drug through state-licensed pharmacies and with a valid prescription. Ozempic is used to treat type 2 diabetes. It's become widely popular among people using it for weight loss. Well, coming up after the holidays are over, we're typically left with a lot of garbage, like wrapping paper. Just ahead, we'll tell you how you can be more sustainable this year.
And you can enjoy WREL's Golden Years holiday celebration. If you happen to be there, you can relive the moment. We'll tell you when it will air on WREL. And we'd love to connect with you online. Follow WREL on Facebook to join the conversation.
Go Raleigh travelers, listen up. We have some scheduling changes to tell you about for the holidays. December 24th, Christmas Eve, your last chance to catch a ride will be during the 7 p.m. hour. There will be no service on Christmas Day, December 25th. And if you plan on traveling by bus or by train this weekend, you might want to add some extra time. AAA expects more than 4 million people will be traveling this holiday season. That includes by train, bus, even by boat, among other modes. Travel experts say you should get your tickets ahead of time and map out your route so you don't miss a stop.
Each year, WREL's parent company, Capital Broadcasting, proudly hosts the Golden Years holiday celebration. If you happen to miss it this year, you still have two chances to check it out. It will air at 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve, then again on New Year's Eve. The celebration happened on December 15th. I had the honor of hosting that event alongside Renee Chu and Brian Schrader. Well, the race is on. This morning, runners began the 100-mile journey with the goal of raising thousands of dollars for those recovering from addiction. Ultramarathoner John Fry organizes the run each year at historic Oakwood Cemetery. The hope? Raising money and awareness for Healing Transitions, a recovery program based right here in Raleigh. Fry completed that program in 2016. He's raised about $500,000 for the program over the years. The race started at 9 this morning and continues until 9 tomorrow morning.
Well, it's the part of Christmas no one looks forward to, cleaning up all that wrapping paper. Coming up, we'll tell you how you can clean it up while helping keep the planet clean.
Also, Mariah Carey and her twins were in Washington, D.C. this week. Who they got to meet and the cheer they spread next.
It's a big weekend for football on WREL and Fox 50. It all starts tomorrow at 4:30 on WREL when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Then it's NFL Sunday on Fox 50 at 1 p.m. The Panthers look for a win against the Green Bay Packers. And then at 4, it's the Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins. There's also a game on Fox 50 on Christmas Day. My New York Giants will play the Philadelphia Eagles at 4:30.
Well, the holiday season comes with some additional baggage, garbage, with Americans creating more trash this time of year. Increased shopping, food waste, and all the Christmas gift wrappings and greetings are to blame. Christina Coleman shares ways to celebrate sustainably.
Opening all those holiday gifts can be fun and exciting, but it can also be harmful to our planet. Studies show Americans throw out nearly 3 billion more pounds of trash the week of the holidays than any other time of the year. And the biggest contributor? Wrapping paper, with about half the amount produced annually tossed in the trash. Sarah Blunt with the National Environmental Education Foundation says as folks are tearing into their presents, it's important to keep in mind the 4 R's of sustainability. Reduce.
I would suggest considering an alternative to traditional wrapping paper just to reduce your use overall. If you have a pretty piece of fabric like a tablecloth or a scarf or a fabric bag, consider using them creatively but still attractively to wrap your present.
Reuse.
Reuse a single piece of wrapping paper for as many holiday seasons as possible. So over time, it might be folded to fit a smaller object or bring in a strip of more reused wrapping paper to make it fit something larger.
Recycle?
Recycling rules are going to vary depending on where you live. Glossy and plain wrapping paper can be recycled.
And rot.
Check out your municipality's website to see if they have a compost program.
And it's not just gift wrap. Food waste, gift toppers, and greeting cards contribute to crowded landfills. There are also smaller steps you can take, like having a bag on hand to collect recyclable wrapping paper and another for bows and ribbons.
It saves time and money when the next holiday season comes around and you've already got all those supplies at hand.
Our mailboxes and mantles get jammed with holiday greeting cards. Blunt suggests tearing off the decorative front and reusing it as a gift tag the following year. Another way to reduce landfill space, make sure you recycle your tree.
Many communities in the U.S. offer curbside pickup of the trees. You just need to make sure you remove all the decorations, where then the city will break down the tree and use it for something else.
And that was Christina Coleman reporting. Now, don't like something you got? Well, you're not alone. Returning items like unwanted gifts added more than 9 billion pounds to landfills last year.
Raleigh leaders are encouraging residents to reduce holiday waste and ensure proper recycling. So try this scrunch test. If you can crumple wrapping paper into a ball and it stays together, that means it can be recycled. If it does not hold, that means it goes in the trash. Well, the Tar Heel Traveler segment Fit for the Holidays will air on Christmas Day. Make sure to tune in to see where Scott Mason travels to this time for a Christmas-themed special. You can check it out right here on WREL at 7 p.m.
Oh, that's going to be fun watching.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
It's feeling like Christmas around here today, but on actual Christmas, not so much.
Mid-60s. What is this? Meteorologist Anthony Baglione. I mean, I guess that's the North Carolina roller coaster. They call it that for a reason, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the difference, if you will. Growing up in Ohio, I went to school in Iowa. Christmas, it was always, you know, 0, 30 degrees, something like that. And I love the weather when I come to North Carolina. We get kind of those dips where it's a little cool, but then it warms back up and we kind of do that cycle every so often. So that's what we're looking at here this weekend. It's beautiful out there right now. Definitely cool, though. We've had some cloud cover kind of pushing on through. It's in some spots trying to break up just a little bit, but I think it's keeping our temperatures just a touch cooler than where they otherwise could be. We check out Visible Satellite, though. This is kind of looking at what's going on in the atmosphere. What can we see here as far as clouds, rain, things like that? You definitely notice the cloud cover showing up right there with the kind of white and gray color contours. It's starting to push out, though, and I think as we go later on in this afternoon into this evening, we should see partly cloudy skies as opposed to partly to mostly cloudy, but on the whole, not going to be a bad forecast for us today. We're at 48 in Roxborough, 49 in Rocky Mount, 52 around the Triangle, 53 in Clinton. Temperatures probably hitting right about 55, 56 this afternoon or so. Our normal's 54. We continue to slowly go up the next couple of days. Check out that forecast, though, into our Christmas Eve, Christmas Day at 65, and then 64 on Tuesday, well above where we should be, and really across a large part of the country, the Midwest, here in our neck of the woods, we're going to still be above normal, not necessarily 60s for everyone, but we're not looking at a very cold air mass bringing snow, things like that, to especially the Midwest and in a place like Iowa or Ohio, Indiana. That part of this system that we're watching for our next weather maker will still be a pretty warm system, if you will, and bring in that moisture in the form of rain. We pause this early Sunday morning, right about 8 a.m. as we're waking up on Christmas Eve morning. The bulk of the moisture here is showing up back toward the west in the central Great Plains, Oklahoma. It is in the form of all rainfall, and it gets closer to us as we head into later on Christmas Day, and then especially on our Tuesday. We pause this at 7 a.m., and most of the day on Christmas itself should be dry. We get into the later part of the day. There's 7 o'clock. The rainfall starts to approach for us, and then it sticks with us as we head into Tuesday, probably into the very early part of Wednesday before it gets out of here. So if you have any flexibility as far as your travel plans are concerned, Wednesday, even into Thursday, look better than the potential rain that we're going to be dealing with on Tuesday. It does not, though, look like a complete washout. There's early Wednesday morning. The bulk of this moisture is out of here. We should see the clouds getting on out, and it will be a relatively comfortable forecast as well. In the mountains today for us, 55 to 60. If you're starting the weekend off along the mountains, the beaches, wherever you're doing, it should be pretty good. Dry weather for us, a nice pleasant day. Winds out of the southwest at about 5 to 10. We shape up nicely here into the rest of today and the weekend. 55, the high temperature today. We're at 58 tomorrow, 63 on our Christmas Eve, 65 on Monday. definitely a warmer forecast compared to where we should be. Not necessarily going to feel like Christmas, but we should see some sunshine peeking through. By the time we get to Tuesday, guys, there's that next storm system. Could be a few thunderstorms, but no severe weather, just some rainfall into Tuesday and Wednesday.
Growing up in the Virgin Islands, I'm used to warm Christmases, so it's all relative.
Lucky you.
Hey, some businesses snatched some long-running items off the menu in 2023, while some customers may find it hard to say goodbye to some of their favorite foods and drinks. As we wrap things up here, here's a look at a few headlines we're following today. The biggest thing on many people's minds, hitting the road for the holidays. There's a live look at I-40 right now. Roads are busy today, but tomorrow is the heaviest travel day when it comes to roads. AAA expects 3.5 million North Carolinians will travel 50 miles or more over the next few days, most of them by car.
Two Franklin County deputies were involved in a deadly shooting earlier this morning. The Sheriff's Department says no officers were injured, but one person was killed. The SBI has taken over the investigation.
Voices of disappointment in Durham over the vote to drop the ShotSpotter program. City Council decided Monday not to extend the contract while police analyzed data from the pilot program. Sheriff Clarence Burkhead said today the move deals law enforcement a setback in their efforts. Former Mayor Bill Bell says he has always supported the program and was disappointed in the council's vote.
Mariah Carey spread a bit of holiday cheer this week at the nation's capital.
Mariah, how are you? I'm a fan. I just want you to know.
Oh, we love it.
Even President Biden likes her song. Carey and her 12-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe, toured 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue as her hit song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, played in the background. Carey, she even hung an ornament from one of the trees. She also snapped a picture with Vice President Kamala Harris. The singer wrapped up her visit, posing for a photo with President Biden and her children.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Memorable, I'm sure. Well, 2023 marked the end of the road for several long-running menu items. Some businesses do it as a publicity stunt, only to bring back those fan favorites. But some chains dropped a few items that might not make a comeback. McDonald's nixed its McCafe items. Wendy's also axed its grilled chicken sandwich and replaced it with a grilled chicken ranch wrap. And let's not forget the Raspberry Raleigh Girl Scout cookies. I really like those cookies, actually.
Yes.
They're gone.
Ugh. So good. All right. Well, today, the local nonprofit, A Place at the Table, says it will have a huge announcement after an appearance on the Kelly Clarkson show. The Raleigh restaurant's owner, Maggie Kane, was on the show before. You may remember she got $10,000 back in January. The menu at A Place at the Table has suggested pricing policy, allowing people to just pay what they can. They can donate, they can volunteer, or even pay it forward. And I am so excited I got to be a part of today's segment as well. It was so much fun. You can watch the Kelly Clarkson show. That's today at 2 o'clock right here on WREL. Do not miss it.
Our pet of the day found himself at the SPCA of Wake County when his previous family couldn't be home enough and felt he deserved more attention. Mitch is the perfect size little guy who's very social and loves being near you. He's crate and house trained and it's great with children. His favorite things are squeaky toys, bones, and attention from people. For more information about meeting Mitch, visit spcawake.org.
I love pets with real names. Yeah. Mitch, so cute.
And your pet is Archie.
Yeah, there you go. NBC News Daily is next. Your local news update in 30 minutes.
You get, of course, breaking news anytime on the WREL News app. Have a great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.